This is a pressing problem if you're out and about needing to go to the toilet, but there's no toilet in sight, not a public one anyway. In Nelson, they hope to solve that problem with an initiative which advises which businesses are happy for people to use their toilets without spending a cent. It's organised by the City Council, and the scheme encourages businesses to put up a Use Our Loos sticker in their window so people know that they can go in and use the loo. So do you think this should be expanded across the country, not just Nelson? To talk about the benefits and potential pitfalls, Retail NZ Chief Executive Greg Harford. Kia ora, good evening, Greg.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think? Good idea?
Oh, look, I think there's some merit in it. I mean, on balance, public toilets are probably something that we would typically be expecting councils to provide. But look, if you've got a retail store that's got a facility that's suitable and available, many people will be allowing customers to use it anyway. So it doesn't hurt to have that signposting up to say, hey, you can come in. Actually, it's quite a good thing for business if you can get a bit more foot traffic coming through your store in many cases. So it's not only a public service, but it's a way of engaging with your potential customers.
It is. It's goodwill, isn't it? I mean, when you're looking for a toilet and you're out and there's nothing available, you almost feel like you're skulking around if you're going somewhere like, I don't know, McDonald's or a department store to look for the toilets because you're not buying anything.
No, that's right. And it can be a bit tricky. And there are some people with medical conditions who need to, have more frequent access to toilets and so forth. So it is a good thing. But not all retail stores have got toilets available. Sometimes they don't actually have their own loos on the premises. Sometimes they'll be tucked out the back and there could be health and safety or security issues with having members of the public go through. But look, if stores have got the facilities available, they want to make them open to anyone to use. I think that's a good thing.
So what do you need then in order to allow the public to come into use your toilet? Do you have to have it? Does it have to be in some way pass a few tests?
Well, you need to make sure that it's in a situation where it's easily accessible and you're not exposing members of the public to any risk that might be going there. I think toilets generally are going to be pretty clean and tidy if they're in a retail premises. But it is important, obviously, that you can just make sure you don't have any security issues arising from that as well. Because while there are certainly people out and about who need access to the loo, there's also a lot of people out there who we've experienced over the last few years are really trying to, exploit retail environments and make off with goods. So there is a bit of a balance to be struck, I think.
How do you mean, make off with toilet paper?
Oh, well, no, but if you've got a toilet that's out the back in a stock room,
I'm just kidding.
You don't want your customers going through there.
All right, no, I see, right.
We're through COVID now, so I think the toilet paper crisis is
So for any retailers listening, if it's a small business and they think, oh, I quite like this idea, but they'd have to be pretty careful, wouldn't they? They have to think, okay, do I really like this idea in terms of what it might bring, the problems it might bring into my business?
Yeah, I think you do have to go into it with your eyes wide open, and you need to be just thinking about security. You need to make sure that your facilities are accessible for everyone. It might be you've got access to a toilet out the back, but actually it's not accessible for wheelchairs or something like that. So there's a number of things that you will need to think about.
Do you know what the businesses are in Nelson that have signed up to this?
No, I'm not across the detail of that, but I think it's relatively common, actually, for retail businesses to allow customers who ask to use toilets. And certainly if you go to a petrol station or somewhere like the Warehouse or Mitre 10 or Bunnings, they've all got toilets available for customers.
Have they? Don't think I've ever seen them. Where are they?
I think if you have a look at those larger format stores, many of them will certainly have toilets there, and they're typically well signposted because, again, it's something that customers often need access to, and it's a good way of encouraging people in store in some cases.
Obviously, you haven't been looking. Can you see the scheme growing outside of Nelson?
Look, I think there's absolutely potential for it to grow. I mean, whether it needs to be formalised with a sticker on the front door or not, I'm not so sure. There is, as I say, a range of businesses out there that will have access to them anyway, and there'll certainly be others who might want to take up the idea and put a sign out to encourage customers in or potential customers in.
What about you? Have you ever found yourself caught out needing to ask to use a shop's toilet?
Oh, look, I remember when I was very little, you know, I had to do that and I was out shopping with my grandma and it was all a bit embarrassing, but the shop in question down in Bay Nose.
What was the name of the shop?
Oh, it was one of the supermarkets, but honestly, it was many years ago. And I was probably a primary school kid at the time.
A whippersnapper.
Somewhere in Timaru, though. So.
Good on them. Very good, Greg. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Retail NZ Chief Executive Greg Harford.